Pints and Pies Podcast is the perfect wrestling podcast. There's a guy named Hal, and there's Danielle, and this guy, Mike Eagle, is there as well. Tights and Bites Podcast. Tights and Bites.
Who let the dog win? Who let the dog win? Who? We didn't know if he would sign the contract. Yippee-yay, showed up late in the match with a chair. Welcome to Tights and Fights, the show that discusses wrestling with the sincerity and hilarity that it deserves.
God, that's the song. I can't. I'm sorry. This is now about your apparently extreme stand-up for the Baja Men.
Yeah. So that's
Welcome to Tights and Fights, a podcast that discusses Hal's obsession with the Baja Man with the sincerity and hilarity it deserves.
Then he came in and gave Braun Strowman a spear.
I didn't even know there were more.
You don't know the song? Come on. That's like, there are like three parts.
I know that. Well, I know about the dogs, and I know that they're out, and that's about as much as I know about the song.
And we don't know who. It's a mystery.
I guess we did know there were men and not a Baja Man, so it's nice that they all got involved.
Oh, yeah, that is nice.
There were multiples. Yeah.
That's sweet. Yeah.
They're like Mumford and Sons. They were all doing the same thing at the same time for the entire song.
We're like, oh, violins.
That's a lot of guitars. Does somebody want to play a different chord? No, you're all going to play the same. Okay, great. Great.
Oh, are we clapping
no
now?
Problem.
Oh, nope, we're all clapping. Okay, great.
Yep. Hey, you know, if you harmonize, you can. Nope. All right, we'll just all sing it together.
Look,
it's
Hal,
fine.
If they
that's
all
good.
Do it
I
at
like
once,
it.
You won't notice who is the weak link. And yep. The truth is, it's all of them. So it's like, if we all just do it at once, everyone will be so distracted. It worked for Mumford and Sons. It worked for Baja Men. Maybe we should try it. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there.
When Josiah Mumford came over here in 1894, he had a dream to have a series of ancestors that all sang the same note at the same time, because in his church, harmonizing meant the devil was in your throat.
You just made me swallow wig hair.
Well, that's because it's your birthday. Happy birthday.
They cut me out, my mom. Thanks, Mom.
Yay! Thanks, Mrs. Danielle's mom.
Oh, it's Danielle's extraction day.
Yeah!
This is so exciting. And we get to spend some of it with you here talking wrestling. Everybody who's listening to this missed the party because it was today, and they're listening to it tomorrow like a bunch of suckers. Sorry, we're really glad that you listened to the show, but you missed the party. Anyway, from Wrestling with Lub, I'm Hal Lublin, and I'm joined today by my fellow members of the Nation of Conversation, the big boss Dan, Danielle Radford,
yeah.
Birthday girl.
I do not eat dogs.
That's right.
Poor yet. Pepper.
Who
it's
ate
It's only
the dogs?
Been 6 months, so come on.
It's dogs all the way down.
It's dogs all the way down.
Poor Pepper.
That's right. Pepper steak. And we're also joined, of course, by Lindsay. Kilo, Echo, Lima, Kilo, Kelk.
That's excellent work, Julian, because I didn't know that. And I feel like that's something you should know about yourself. Thank you.
That's right. Everybody know your alpha, bravo, I forget what that is.
Your NATO phonetic alphabet.
Military phonetic alphabet.
I do, but I have a really long name, so we would be here for like a while. Delta Alpha Nancy. Yeah, we'd be here way too long.
And yet that's the whole episode. Come on, birthday girl, give us that military
Radar,
phonetic
alpha.
Of your name.
Delta
Igloo. Echo.
Lima. Echo.
Lima.
I already misspelled your name. Never mind. Look.
This is another the whole week. Show now.
Another week, another pay-per-view in the world of wrestling, because we have to have them all the time. This is All In, which is this weekend, is the third consecutive week of pay-per-views. And if you count the spectacular that NXT put out on Tuesday, that's an, you know, we're going to get into the Roman Reigns side of WWE's Payback show and those veneers, which I'm sure you talked about last week.
You know,
we didn't
because my nan said, if you've got nothing good to say, don't say anything at all. But it turns out I sat on that water for a whole week and now I'm ready. Now I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's get into them teeth.
In the past week, including the Sunday event, everything that came out after, and going back to Friday when Sami Zayn returned with his rightful Intercontinental Championship that he never lost. Mm-hmm. Were there any things in particular you enjoyed in wrestling? If not, we can jump through a couple highlights. This is not, of course, we're not putting things over, but were there some highlights for you overall?
Sammy's beard, mostly. Sammy's qua beard.
I just like Sammy.
I love that Sammy is a reflection of all of us, which is how I feel about Sammy anyway. You know, you're right. There has been so much wrestling. And you know how time doesn't mean anything anymore and all days are the same? Yep. Every time I turn on my TV, this fucking wrestling is on and they keep moving the days. And I don't know what day it is anymore because I needed my wrestling on my days. Yeah, I needed my wrestling on my days. That's how I knew my days. So if I'm not going to get my date, like someone's going to have to get me days of the week underwear or something because wrestling can no longer be relied upon. And this is a real problem for me. So the whole thing is such a blur. I loved seeing Sammy back. I didn't not enjoy Payback, but it was like having an extra Raw, kind of.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
I was like, oh.
Yes.
Okay. This is on. In that very high-pitched, squeaky, confused voice.
That's the perfect voice.
But that was generally how I felt about wrestling this week, was wrestling happened on days I was not anticipating it.
It's like fucking whack-a-mole trying to figure out when AEW is going to be on. Oh, we're Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. Like, they're trying to, are you just trying to collect all the days of the week? There are only seven. What is the game here? What do you really, like, feel like you got to stick your finger up NXT's ass so badly that, like, oh, well, they have a takeover. This is our special Saturday night slam bash.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday we're going to do, but Wednesday, good luck finding us. And then also watch our YouTube channel because that's where some of the women are, apparently. We've hidden them away in a bunker called our YouTube channel.
It's a
never forget
fun
to like,
game.
Comment, and subscribe.
It's a fun game. If you can find the ladies, you may enjoy them. But it's not a given.
Shell
it's
game.
Not a given.
Yeah. I do want to, I have an important question for the birthday
yes,
girl. We had Keith Lee in his main roster, quote unquote, debut. I mean, really,
he wears a dress
Royal
now.
Rumble. That was kind of a debut. He wore his dress and he beat Randy Orton clean. Randy Orton does the job. Mm-hmm. Good Randy Orton.
Good.
Puts on a good match. Really enjoyable. So you would think that on the tornado sign outside of the trailer park that is Randy Orton, that it would say a number of days without Randall fucking up. And yet, his wife has been posting QAnon shit,
Kimberly,
on social. Now, Danielle, obviously, these are two different human beings. They each have agency.
Yes.
But do her actions, does that put him, has the sign gone back to zero? Where are we?
You know, it's, that's a really rough one because at what point does one represent their entire household, you know?
Right.
That is really,
you may
really
need
rough.
A second smaller sign.
We might need a second smaller sign. Because here's the thing. It's like, I am reasonably sure that Randall does not believe in QAnon. Right?
But the thing is, you know what's wild? Is 6 months ago, you would never have even thought to say that. You would have said, oh my God, Randall loves QAnon.
Of course.
Like, it would have been like, oh my God, I bet Randy loves that shit.
He is Q, we are Q.
I bet he prints it out and like puts it in people's lockers and then is like, but now I'm like, no, I feel like he would check with his boys and be like, this is a thing that my wife mentioned. What do you think? And they would say, bad Randall, hit him in the nose with a newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And he would say, he would say, you know what? Cool. This is bad. I'm believing you. But Kim thought she should post it on the gram. Kim thought it was a main grid question.
It's and not main grid.
That's alarming.
Main grid is like, that is so
sometimes
serious.
It's a tweet that could have been a text. And that was a post that could have been a text. Possibly sent to someone who is better informed about, you know, anything.
That's a prime real estate. The main grid.
Yeah. Also, take that shit to Parler, where it belongs. That's the place where we're free to talk about anything. I heard Joe Biden's a lizard android.
That's right. Take it to Tout, Kim.
Tout it out. Kim should tout that out.
Tout it out.
Her main grid is only to advertise Fashion Nova and her love for her children. That's all you're allowed to post on the main grid. That's it. She should speak to someone else's wife about that, because there are rules.
Yeah, I guess whatever number we're at now, there's an asterisk until we get this figured out.
Marist. Got Marist.
Yep.
Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler are now the women's tag team champions after a really fun finish where Shayna Baszler used Sasha Banks' arm to get Bayley to submit.
Oh, so great. So great. Yeah. So fun.
Yeah. It was really, you know, I loved it. It was really champ was super, super fun. Mm-hmm. But I like this. I like Nia and Shayna together. I think they work well. I think they're a great team. Just make Shayna do the talking and just have Nia stand behind her with their arms crossed and glowering.
Yeah, that works for me in every way. Yeah. That would be a wonderful thing to do. And I loved how it furthered the Bayley Sasha storyline in a... not just in they lost, but also that Bayley was the one to tap and that she used Sasha's arm to get extra leverage to force her to tap. It was like, oh, this is beautiful. This is like Shakespearean standard beauty. But let's see where it goes from here.
Yeah, but it was really, really good. It was good. I like being optimistic about things happening on my wrestling program. Yep. And I've really enjoyed the program that they've been putting on together. And I want to see more of that. It's very exciting.
Well, I don't want to steer you too far away from things that make us happy, but the Iconics, who were wrestling against the Riot Squad for contention for the self same tag titles we were discussing, were involved in a match where the stipulation was the losers must break up, and the Iconics broke up. Now the rumors, if they are to be believed, are that Vince thinks that Peyton Royce is a single star and wants to line her up for stuff, so he broke them up.
It doesn't make any sense, does it? Because they got tag team belts, you guys. They gave us tag team belts and we said, can we have tag team belts? And they were like, have some tag team belts. And then we were like, that's amazing. Could we, not to overstep our bounds, but might it be possible that we might also just get one or two tag teams to wrestle each other for those belts? And they said, don't be greedy. You can have three. And it was like, okay, at any given time, you can have three of them. And then you can sit down and be quiet. And that seems to be what's happening, isn't it? Because they broke up Fire and Desire, and now they've broken up the Iconics, the only true tag team they have. I believe they've broken
up... the only true tag team.
And they've broken up Alexa and Nikki, or at least they're beginning that, or it has been... I've been sort of in and out on SmackDown, but I know there's friction. If they haven't broken up, I believe they are broken up. So what's occurring? We've literally got Sasha and Bayley, Nia and Shayna, and... the Riot Squad, right? Like, is that it?
Nia and Shayna is a Rock and Sock connection. Even Bayley and Sasha, their whole thing as a tag team was to break them up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you only have them together to break them apart. There's no, like, the Iconics are more, and the Bella Twins were this as well, where they were twins. They had a gimmick that they could pull off every match to cheat, where they did twin magic, which to me always calls back to the Killer Bees. Of course, B. Brian Blair and Jumpin' Jim Brunzel, who put on the masks and had similar body types, and they were not the first to do that either, I'm well aware. But I let that idea of we are tag team, we're going to be the best possible tag team. And then you see out of that who the star is going to be. They didn't bring in the Rockers with the idea that Shawn Michaels is going to be the star. I'm sure they thought both of them could be stars. But you until Marty Jannetty started
talking. She's not his daughter, you guys. I don't know what the big deal is.
Hey, just put him through that that barbershop window. He
needs to go through it a couple more times. He did not kill that guy. He only implied that he did. Why are people reading into what he says? Jesus Christ, leave that man alone.
They're just words out of his mouth and onto a computer
screen.
Written
down. They're just written words. Since when did that mean anything in this country? Let it go.
Kind of autocorrected. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal.
But I love tag teams. Edge and Christian were a tag team. Yes. And they were great. And it took a while. Like, Edge came out as a single star. Didn't quite work as well in the beginning. Then they put him in a tag team. The tag team is as successful as any tag team could possibly be. The Dudley Boys. The Hardy Boy, which spawned great single stars, four of them, and then Bubba Ray in TNA was a decent single star. But
Bully Ray was very, very good.
They created great tag team wrestling. You only really need three great teams, but even then you had the Acolytes, you had a bunch of other teams in that Attitude Era. that were enough that you could have a challenger at any given time. Too cool, for goodness sakes. Like, it's there's nothing wrong with having a tag team. The single stars can come later, but it's just a shame. It's a shame to take one of, if not maybe the only pure tag team that they have and break it up.
Yeah, for no real reason.
And it's not that I don't think that either of them can't be single stars. It's just like I haven't seen it yet, you know? And I do worry because, you know, I don't want it to become, you know, Bubba Ray doing his own thing and then Preacher Devon or whatever the fuck that was.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
that was the thing that,
that
happened.
It was.
Batista was in that. Yeah. Maybe we get a Batista out of this. That could be fun.
That could be fun.
Yeah, it's just so disappointing. Like, the tag team, the women's tag team belts are still so new. It's so new. Like, why are you just messing? You're messing with this division all the time. Let the Iconics got another good couple of years in them before you needed to split them up. I really don't.
I agree.
It's really upsetting. And I wonder how much it has to do with Peyton Royce entering her first bikini competition and posting that all over the main grid recently. Like, I wonder if that had anything to do with Vince's opinions, where he was like, look at this super tanned, extremely lean, vascular woman, which is how you look when you pose at bikini competitions.
Vascular.
That's what they love. They're into
so
that.
Vascular.
Real brown.
They do love.
Real shiny. Yeah. And vascular. I want to see
Would
that
outline.
Would you
say she's a perfect 10? Get it?
Oh,
she's married
no, because she came second. So no.
she's she was a 9.
She was a perfect
10,
9.
Which is good. To the judges, not as a person.
But it's just really disappointing. I think Peyton's great. I think Billy's great. I've interviewed both of them. I love mentioning that sometimes. Makes me feel legit. When I'm not. I'm not wearing pants right now. So I really like them both. They're so passionate. They love what they do.
Nope. Wait, raise your hand if you're wearing pants.
Why?
Nobody's wearing pants.
Nobody's wearing
Julian,
pants.
You're not wearing pants.
We're a pants-free pod. It's a pants-free pod. Right, I hope that you are too at home may be pants-free. Donald Duck with us.
You don't
us.
Need pants for the pod.
No.
Donald Duck it.
Donald Duck it.
If it's
always.
Good enough for Donald and Porky, it's good enough for you. The pants are... That is just a structure, a construct. They're not real. Aleister Black is a heel. He keeps attacking Kevin Owens.
Yeah, everyone keeps
like
attacking Kevin Owens.
I thought he was a heel when he first debuted in NXT, and then all of a sudden he was feuding with Velveteen Dream. Like, he was a heel that people cheered because he's very good at what he does. But I wanted to see more of him. I feel like I never got to see him really like go full heel in NXT, so I'm excited to get that now.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how long it's going to last.
I mean, with all those cats, there was only one direction he was going to end up in. You can't stay a face when you've got like 6 Persian cats.
Yeah.
Do you know how like stressed out that man is? Do you know how like congested he is all the time?
Well, it's also like he's a heel, his wife's a heel, his cats are heels.
Yeah. Never not opening cans of wet food, that man. Like his like ring pull maneuver, like he would have such a strong forearm. Like, it's insane. He should start doing something with that. Although I did see on Instagram one of the cats has been put in isolation because I believe Tubby Tomato has started picking on one of the other cats and they've had to be separated.
Man,
so,
Tubby ain't got no chill. Get it together, Tubbs.
I wonder if that's related to the heel turn because he's had to start getting up in the middle of the night to separate the cats. That would be enough to turn me heel right now.
Maybe he's also thinking, like, what if I was Tubby Tomato?
and what if Kevin Owens was Betty? What if Betty Beats?
Yeah.
What if that was the case? Although maybe it's because Kevin has started challenging his dominance in the cat world also.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Kevin's been acquiring a lot of cats, you guys. Quietly acquiring many cats.
Acquiring.
They're just, look, Hostile they're, takeover. They're yeah, they're, look, they're fighting this battle on multiple levels. It's in the ring. Mm-hmm. It's with their cats.
It's in the
litter box. Psychologically.
Yeah. It's in the litter box. It makes perfect sense.
That's right. As we mentioned, part of the rotating nights of shows, NXT Super Tuesday, the main event of which was a 60-minute Iron Man Fatal 4-Way, which ended in a draw between Finn Balor and Adam Cole, who will wrestle next week to determine the new NXT champion. Enjoyable match. It was nice to see. When you put those two guys plus Ciampa and Gargano in a ring together, you're going to get a good match unless it's a dark room and it's like a weird cinematic street fight to end a 3-year long feud. But hey, we're not going to bring up the past. We're in the future. It was a good match.
See, I didn't.
WWE's not going to remember the past. Why should we?
That's right.
I feel bad because I didn't love it. and I wanted to love it. And I know I had extremely high expectations of it. And I just realized my underwear is inside out. Sorry, you guys. What is that? My underwear is inside out. I was up very early today.
Way to celebrate my birthday.
I have 10 boxes of stuffing I bought.
You got 10 boxes of stuff?
Sorry,
12.
Why do you have a dozen stuffs? You have a dozen stuffings.
Because I know I'm going to be here for the holidays.
Yes, you need a dozen stuffs.
Both Thanksgiving and Christmas. I'm going to be making dressing, which that is one of the many ingredients.
It's
going to be hard to get.
I'm going to get it now.
Canned pumpkin. I'm not getting canned pumpkin until the beginning of October.
Okay.
That's how hard it is to acquire right now.
That's wild.
So I'm stocking up. I got that. I got the pecans. 2 pounds of that.
What are you doing?
This is really strange. Filling.
Hell.
You guys, if you're not able to but get any stuffing, listeners, like, please let us know and we'll see if Hal can send you some stuffs.
Because he has it all. He has all of it.
It's not all of it. It comes like that. It comes like, hey, do you want a 12-pack? I was like, yeah, sure. I'll use it. It lasts a long time.
Will you use it?
Yeah,
he's just going to eat it out the box at this rate. Come January, we're going to find Hal with tissue boxes on his feet eating dry stuffing out of the box. Extremely long fingernails.
Piercing it with his long fingernails.
Yeah. Slumped into a corner like Garfield after he eats a whole pan of lasagna.
Sniffing it off his fingernail. That's what's going to be happening. Very dark. I started recording my own music at home. I didn't love the Iron Man match. I thought
what would have made it better for you?
Not having a minimum of 8 commercial breaks that interrupted the flow every time that something helps. Started happening. It was insane. I felt like they missed a lot of opportunities to create new stories and to have moments. I just don't really remember any major moments from the match. Like, I was like, where are the moments? Where is DIY doing a DIY move and the commentators saying, like, that's a DIY move? And where, you know, we got the Bullet Club moment. We got the too sweet between Adam and Finn, and that was adorable. And we got the one moment where Johnny and Ciampa were back to back in the ring, and everyone's like, oh, what's going to happen? And then they both got kicked out. That's what happened. I just felt like they could have done so much more with what they had. It was like all my favorite toys in the ring for an hour, and I was just waiting for it to get more exciting. There was one point where Adam had Ciampa in a figure four for an entire commercial break because they did picture in picture. And obviously, everyone needed a rest during the commercial. So he just held him in a figure four for like 4 minutes.
And that doesn't seem restful.
His legs is broken now. His legs is broken. The rules of the universe that you've asked me to subscribe to and live in for the last 35 years of my life is that a figure four is excruciatingly painful and that you cannot stay in it for that long. But because we accidentally went to commercial break the second he put it on and we didn't have anything to do until we came back from commercial break, we just had to watch Adam Cole and Ciampa writhing around in the middle of the ring for the whole commercial break until right before we went back when someone came in and broke it up. And I'm like, that wasn't very well written. That was a poor decision on everyone's part.
This is why I say two dudes, man.
Two dudes.
This is why I say two dudes. If you're not going to give me a story with the four best dudes, then I don't want it. It was good. Like, it was a great match. It was really, really good. But, you know, I like the flips and I like all that shit and I love the athleticism, but I'm also here for people telling a story with their bodies. And I didn't get the body story that I wanted.
And I'm mad about the ending. Because if you say it's a fatal four-way with a decisive win, and then you're like, surprise, it was a draw, and now we're going to do another one. And I'm like, oh, you tricked me. You tricked me.
I like being
surprised, but I don't like giving you an hour of my life only to actually not get the thing that I was promised I was going
to
get.
For
that
it to did not matter at all.
And I know if it the Adam Cole... Yeah, the Adam Cole Finn Balor match, if that's incredible, I will not care about how annoyed I was. I will be like, okay, I was annoyed, but they gave me and delivered an exceptional match, which I assume that they will, because it's Adam Cole and Finn Balor. But I was pissed that I gave them an hour of my life to see who was going to be the new champion. And then they were like, surprises, there's no champion. Is next week. But you know, fine. Now, and I know it's Tuesday. So I won't be surprised again. And I'm going to get a steel cage match with Rhea Ripley and Mercedes Martinez. So now Tuesday is my favorite day next week.
Is it Tuesday forever now? What's happening?
It's not Tuesday Forever until USA looks at the ratings and sees that they end up getting so much more when they take it away from the same night as AEW. And then it will be Tuesday Forever. Because you know who doesn't care about a dick measuring contest between Cody and Vince? The network.
Lindsay, you mentioned Rhea Ripley versus Mercedes Martinez, which is, of course, a women's division match. And we cannot wrap up this segment
without...
Burning up the charts. And
guys, it's my birthday. I have to. Rhea Ripley and Mercedes Martinez is a match that was just for me.
I assume they would actually record it today for your birthday.
Mm-hmm. It is just for me. Yeah. It is a match that is for me.
In a cage.
Guys, I can't. It's going to be so beautiful.
It's going
to
be.
Okay,
yeah.
That's it. I just needed a moment to be like two amazing, dope ass fucking lady wrestlers in a cage fighting just for me. Yeah. Yeah, I'm into it.
Love it. That's just for you. Happy birthday.
Happy fucking
Lindsay,
birthday,
what's going on in the in this week? Where are Twip Notes? What's going on?
So
women's wrestling.
So there was
AEW.
One match. There was a match between Thunder Rosa and Serena Deeb.
Yeah.
So we love Serena. It was nice to see Serena working. Serena, who a lot of people remember from her time with Straight Edge Society in WWE. She also came back for the Mae Young, which was a lovely homecoming. And she was actually hired back to WWE as a trainer at the Performance Center, which was so wonderful to see a comeback story that we love. We love a comeback story.
Yes.
Then she was let go in the Great Cull of 2020. So that was less good. So on that side of things, I'm really excited. And it makes me really hopeful because in my little optimistic heart that gets broken every day, I was like, oh, maybe AEW will hire her as a trainer because she's seen the inner workings of the WWE Performance Center and their women's program and how great they are. So she would be an invaluable asset to them as someone that has all the experience and knowledge. I don't know if they're going to do that or if they just hired her for a match. So we'll find that out in days to come. Probably won't because they probably didn't. But we saw Serena. She came in. She had a great match against Thunder Rosa, who we know is wrestling Sheeta at All Out this weekend. It was good.
There's another fucking pay-per-view this weekend.
I can do it. I don't know if I can do it.
I love wrestling, and I feel like I'm the fucking kid in Matilda eating the chocolate fucking cake, man.
You are
like,
Bruce Bogtrotter. You're the Bruce Bogtrotter of wrestling.
I love wrestling so much. We are so fucking spoiled, but I can't have any more cake.
No more cake, Vince.
I can't
Punchbowl.
Have any more fucking cake,
no more.
Man.
No more.
Yeah, no more cake, Vince Punchbowl.
It's not okay. So that's happening at All Out, which I don't really want to pay $50 for. I don't really want to pay $50 to lose a Sunday again. Like, I know, and it's going to be 1,000 degrees in LA on Sunday. Do I want to lay in my sweltering living room watching no ladies fight for 50 American dollars?
All out of ladies.
I mean, so we're going to get the Sheeta Thunder Rosa. Thunder Rosa's great. I did think that match, if nothing else, draws real attention to the talent differential in AEW and their women's division on occasion. So I'm pumped to see her wrestle Sheeta because they're both so great, and I can't wait to see what Sheeta does against someone of such skill. Yeah, that's going to be great.
Yes, that's going to be a great match.
And I'm excited to see Britt Baker back amongst us because I really am excited to see Britt Baker versus Big Swole. So I guess there's two matches. Are there two matches on Sunday?
Do we think that she did Roman's teeth?
Oh God, I hope not. For her own sake.
No.
Someone review this on Yelp immediately.
Save it. If you have anything to say about what we've discussed so far, the conversation continues on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Discord. Links to all of those in our show notes. When we come back, it's time to talk about how the big dog came home with a brand new Paul Heyman. That's up next on Tights and Fights.
Hey, Jay Keith.
Hey, Helen. Hey, you've got another true-false quiz for me?
Yep. Our trivia podcast, Go Fact Yourself, used to be in front of a live audience.
True. Turns out that's not so safe anymore.
Correct. Next. Unfortunately, this means we can no longer record the show.
False. The show still comes out every first and third Friday of the month.
Correct. finally, we still have great celebrity guests answering trivia about things they love on every episode of Go Fact Yourself.
Definitely true.
And for bonus points, name some of them.
Recently, we've had Ophira Eisenberg, plus tons of surprise experts like Yardley Smith and Suzanne Summers.
Perfect score. Woo-hoo. You can hear Go Fact Yourself every first and third Friday of the month with all the great guests and trivia that we've always had. And if you don't listen, well, then you can go fact yourself.
That's the name of our podcast.
Correct.
Woo!
Dice and Bites Podcast. Dice and Bites.
Welcome back to Dice and Bites. I'm Hal Loveland. I'm joined today by...
No one. Nothing. Ever.
The birthday girl. It's the birthday girl. And...
Lindsay Kelgar's eating a cookie. But sorry,
are you sure you're not just eating handfuls of stuffing like Hal's doing?
Yeah.
I'm eating my 18th box of stuff of the day. 18th box of Paxo sage and onion stuffing. Oh my god, I should get you some Paxo, Hal. That's English stuffing.
I want your fancy English stuffing.
I just realized when you were talking about it, because I was looking over at a couple boxes of cereal I have over there, and then I realized I have 3 boxes of marshmallow fruity pebbles on the way in the mail. This week, we're going to give one corner of wrestling some extra attention. This is our main event.
Let's get ready to roll. Whoa! Oh!
Roman Reigns stepped away from wrestling when he was set for one of the biggest matches of WrestleMania. Now, not only is he back, but he's got some new teeth, a new Universal title, and a new advocate in Paul Heyman. Let's talk about these.
In that order.
Yeah. I have to look. I'm going to say this first so we get this out of the way before we're complete pieces of shit.
Do it.
Let's say this. Aggressive treatment for cancer can fuck up your teeth. Mm-hmm. It would make sense that he might need to get veneers or something else.
Yes.
We are not hating on the fact that he has fake teeth. Your girl has
fake
teeth.
I just got 2 crowns in this week, you guys.
Yeah, because Kelk had, Kelk had braces for most of the time that we knew her to get
and
that
she's
British
smile. Yeah, before I got my citizenship, I had to sign something to agree to extensive dental work. So I get it.
Well, and you did. They're real white. You did all the work. So we just want to go ahead and say that we acknowledge that that is probably or possibly part of it. But now we're going to talk about how fucking bad them teeth look. Hal, take it away.
I mean, it's like he looks like the mask. He looks like the mask.
He looks like when Bart puts in Grandpa Simpson's teeth. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
It's too many teeth for his mouths.
It looks like they added teeth. Like they gave him, what do we normally have? Like 32
teeth?
We
normally have
some
teeth.
Like 60 teeth.
And they're all too big.
He has a Rob Liefeld
amount
of teeth.
All of them are too big.
So big. So, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, I had to get my 2 front teeth capped. They are not real. They are veneers. And it was both, it was aesthetic, kind of, but it was mostly like it had to be done. The teeth were really chipped, whatever. So, when I get in and I get it done, the lady, they put in my new teeth. I'm very excited about them because trying to eat with falsies is just a problem. And so, they put them in and they're like... They are mighty incisors. They are quite long. And I'm like, my teeth were not this long. I couldn't talk. My tongue didn't know where to go. And I was like, my teeth are not this long. Like, I don't know. And she was like, but this is like, these are the trendy teeth right now, to have them a little bit longer.
No.
That's the trendy teeth. And I was like, I don't want a trendy mouth. I want a mouth that works. And I look at her and she's the dentist and it's like a family owned business. So it's her and her 3 daughters. They all look exactly alike. They are the same height. They are all very, very pretty blonde white ladies. And I look and they all have those fucking Bugs Bunny teeth. And I was like, you will not do this to me, white ladies. You will not give me the Bugs Bunny teeth. And so she's sitting there and I made her file the teeth down once they were like installed or fucking whatever, rooted, however you do it. I made them file the teeth down because I was like, these teeth are simply too big. And they're still like, they're slightly big, but my teeth were already kind of slightly big up front, so it's not a hugely big deal. I'm just saying, Roman, you could have taken your teeth into your own hands.
He could have called someone and said, what do you think about these teeth? And
they're full on chompers. Like there's no, the thing about teeth is they're all different, right? You've got like you've got your incisors and you've got your canines and they're all shaped different.
Yeah,
and so when they're all shaped,
these ones
like
aren't though,
same...
Danielle. These ones aren't. They look like a harmonica in his mouth. It's
he looks
all
like fucking
just there.
He looks like he swallowed a keytar.
And it took a minute. Like, when he came out, it took a minute for me to be like, what's up? And then as soon as you've seen it, you can't not see it.
Can't unsee it.
But the great thing is he can fix them. You can fix them. He can fix them.
The inside of his mouth looks like a college kid's poster because it's like black light is on it all the time and it's glowing. Like it is
very unfortunate.
The glow off of it, it is very, I agree 100%. People very close to me in my life have had fully fake teeth, which is like, there's absolutely no shame in that at all. And I know it's a process to get them fit properly. And
it's so expensive that they're comfortable. It's hard, you know?
It's a huge adjustment. All I'm saying is Roman Reigns, I love him. I love this new direction for him. This is what we've been begging for. This does not take away from any of his accomplishments.
No.
Nope.
But it is very distracting when he looks like Ross from Friends. Getting the teeth whitened.
It is a tremendous amount of money to spend on something that now that's all I can look at. And I even went and looked at some pictures of Dwayne. Because I'm like, maybe he went to the dentist and was like, give me that Hollywood smile. Because I looked at some old photos of him and I'm like, oh, I kind of get it. There was kind of a gap. But I thought his teeth were actually very cute and, like, had personality. Yeah. Like, I like when teeth have a little bit of personality. Like, I like maybe, crooked. You know, like, you look not, you know, the great big book of British smiles. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying, like, just a little bit of personality in the teeth. I think it's very attractive and endearing and marks you out as an individual. And I'm like, maybe he went to Dwayne and said, can I get the Dwayne teeth? But you look at the Dwayne teeth. And Dwayne's got great teeth. I think he's had them straightened and he's had them bleached, but he has got great natural looking teeth. Roman went in and went, give me the Hollywood smile. And they went, okay.
They gave him the full Robert Pattinson kid in Twilight. Why am I acting like I don't know?
Taylor Lautner.
They gave him the full Taylor Lautner, which is like, they're blinding when he smiles. And it's, if again, more teeth talk. Okay, so before I got mine in, I did my bleaching, and there are different levels to bleach. He is at a level of teeth whitening that natural teeth just don't do. Like, there's, I have, at least I did, I'm sure they're like more stained and stuff, whatever now, but like when I got these done, they were at the brightest natural white teeth can be. Like, the brightest a natural white tooth can be was what I got, because they were like, do you want the Hollywood ones? I was like, no, I don't want blue teeth. That's fucking weird. He went full, it's like someone, he smiles and the floodlights are on. It's like a full moon.
I feel like he did the thing where when you get some money and you want to go and buy the thing, and it's like you go to buy a car and you're like, this is the car I want and need and will get me where I want to go. And actually it's cool and I'll feel good about owning it. But then they were like, you should come see this car. It's real fancy. It's got all the bells and whistles and a big pink flame painted down the side. And he was like, oh, I don't know if I need all those things. They're like, but it's the best car. It's the best one that all the fanciest, richest, best people have. Mm-hmm. And I think he got tricked into getting the fancy teeth.
He got the ice cream Lambos with the butterfly doors, and he didn't fucking need the ice cream Lambo with the butterfly doors.
It's not what he needed. It isn't actually going to benefit him in the long run.
The kids can't fit
in it. The kids can't fit in it, and... Teeth! So many teeth!
He got them waps, white ass pearlies.
But it's nice to have him back, isn't it? Isn't it nice to have him back?
It is really nice to have him back. Now that we're done shit-talking his aesthetic choices, I love this so much. I love this. I love him. I've always... Him and Paul have always elevated each other to a level, just because there's that level of respect. And then Paul Heyman's fucking Paul Heyman, right?
Yep.
And so having them working together on the same team is like chef's kiss. I really like it.
Yeah. And the contract, which I alluded to in the opening song, my opening performance, that idea that he didn't sign the contract until later in the match and then came out like after, it's so like such a great heel move.
And at this moment, with both men down, here comes the big dog, Paul Heyman, in tow, contract in hand. Reigns just signed the contract for the championship. Reigns with a steel chair in hand.
I don't remember ever seeing that before. And I enjoy that is part of it that I like. I mean, I've seen people come in late to matches, but the idea that he waited to actually sign the contract, and then throws the pen away.
I mean, this just speaks to the fact that WWE needs better lawyers and better contract writers, because there should have been a clause in the contract that says if you're not there before the bell rings, you don't get to enter the match. But as we know from having seen some of those contracts, that clause was not in there, which I'm sure made this a perfectly legal title challenge. That was my first thought, was like, but why would he be allowed to join? Surely the contract would say you have to be there when the match begins. Otherwise, it's an unfair contest. And then I remembered it's not real, which you think I would know, but I forgot again, which I always you think know? Is a great moment. But yeah, I was like, why don't they put that clause in? I was like, because it's not real.
Because it's fake. Also, I think, look, we've had plumbers. We've had people who worked for the IRS. Their name was IRS. Yeah, I think it's time we... garbage man. I think it's time we had a wrestling notary. I think it's time that we have someone who can notarize all of these contracts.
They're leaving money on the table, not capitalizing on their poor contractual choices.
Wait,
MJF has
Lindsay,
a lawyer
I like
now.
That you're eating. That you're eating, but because you don't want it in the mic, you're talking into your hand.
I'm covering the mic, but we're recording this with video, you guys. I don't want to be rude, but I also want to eat.
We're not wearing pants.
If you want to go full mukbang, you are going to full wrestling mukbang. You just say the word. You just say the word. Do not show me the stuffing again, Hal. Do not show this.
That's too many M&Ms.
Hal is holding up.
I don't want to M&M shame you.
A giant tub full of peanut M&Ms.
And the thing is, I know you're not eating the candy corn. What is wrong with you?
Nobody really likes candy corn. What are you doing?
Hal does, I get. Oh, see, now that's that good shit. He just held up a big box of fruit snacks. I would buy that box.
Have
of
you
fruit snacks.
Been
that's
to Costco?
Good.
Oh, Andy's right. Snack okay. Bar. Interesting.
I have not been in a store since April.
Noted.
Because Costco
I'm like comes
red
to
in
you.
Shawshank. I know how to get
comes
things.
To you.
I go to Costco once a month to pick up my meds and then hopefully swing by Lindsay's place. And that's what
it's the dream. It's the dream. AEW has a wrestling lawyer now. Didn't fare well on this week's show. But that's I think that's a route we should be looking into. We should be having a wrestling lawyer who just basically undoes all poor contracts. Comes in and is like, I've looked at this contract and I have some questions.
That used to be my job.
There you go. Then you'll enjoy it even more than everyone else.
Oh, I literally want it so bad. Like
it'll be great.
Just call it like exhibit or something.
X to the Z exhibit?
Just call it like exhibit. I'm assuming it's a woman because all paralegals are women.
Yeah, I mean, and she'll be great. But she has a lot. She works a lot across the divisions because... You know, there's a lot of contracts to look at.
She'd have to, yeah.
Now that Roman Reigns has recaptured his, what is it, the Universal title? Is that the one that's on? Yeah, he has the Universal title. What do you hope for out of this title? Now he's got the belt. He's a heel. Who are some people you would like to see him wrestle?
I just want to see him do a clean sweep and murder everybody. Like,
I want
to see him go the whole rest of the year just destroying people, just coming in and clearing house.
Mm. Love it.
Oh, I'm sorry, a Brock Lesnar that's actually around? Like a Brock Lesnar that we actually
get
to see?
Yes, one that we might get to see that isn't just magically out of contract. Everyone's like,
sounds
oh my God, he's
dope.
Out of contract. I'm like, that's the thing that he does. That's the thing that he does. Stop getting upset about it. He's not going to AEW. He's probably just going to... wait until he's nice and doped up and do another MMA match and then get suspended for another 3 years and then come back. Like, don't worry about what you're not seeing. Don't worry about Brock.
That should be the wrestling motto. Don't worry about what you're not seeing.
I just want to see him kill people, and I don't even know who I want him to face at Mania, because I feel like everything now has to build to the Rumble and Mania. It'll be nice to think that he might not win the Rumble again. Like, that would be fun to have a Rumble that he's not in for a hot minute. That'll make the Rumble more fun, and that's not being mean, like, it's just like I like it when I don't know who's going to win the Rumble. I don't know. What does Hal want?
I'll tell you what I'd like to see.
Whatever makes me happy
I went back to
you went back to where you were comfortable. You went home.
I'd like to see Keith Lee take a long road to challenging for that title. There's plenty of time. I also think Big E could be an interesting guy in that slot now that he's begun a singles push. I'd like to see someone fresh, but now we have time. We have, what, 7 months? 8 months until WrestleMania?
Seven.
Something like that.
Seven.
So that's enough
time. Yeah, we're not on the road for what, like, the road doesn't even start for 4 months
until we're,
four or five.
You can still plant seeds now. It gives you, even if we take 2 months and you have a 5 month build up, it's enough time to build a star into a contender to the title, especially taking 2 months now to build that person up.
Yeah.
Those are the two I like the most because I think it would be a fun Haas fight. I think Keith Lee and Roman Reigns would. I think Roman Reigns could have a good match with anybody. He's underrated as a wrestler.
Do you think that maybe we'd give us like a big boy season?
big boy season.
I think it's about to be big boy season.
Well, I mean, it is the time is coming. It is seasonal now. The holidays are coming, and big boy season is the best holiday. So
it's true.
Yeah. The pumpkin spice lattes are already out there.
I know. I can't wait until the Disney Channel's original big boy season movie. It's only a matter of time until there's a Netflix tab that just says big boy season movies. It's going to be great.
Ooh. Heavyweights. What else is in big? We'll talk about later.
We'll make some. It'll be great.
Yeah. If you have any thoughts on what we've discussed, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Discord via the links in our show notes. We'll be back after this with some things from the wrestling world that you should know about. This is Tights and Fights.
Hi, I'm Biz.
And I'm Teresa.
And we host When Bad Mother, a comedy podcast about parenting.
Whether you are a parent or just know kids exist in the world, join us each week as we honestly share what it's like to be a parent. And then that's how my day starts.
Yeah.
Come on. I'm so sick of it. When is that going to be over? Like, I want it to stop.
Teresa, you're hurting my ears.
I mean, that's it.
Yeah, no, that's...
I just hate it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It sucks.
It really sucks.
So join us each week as we judge less, laugh more, and remind you that you are doing a great job.
Find us on MaximumFun.org, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tights and Fights Podcast. Tights and Fights.
Welcome back to Tights and Fights. I'm Hal Lublin, and I'm joined today by...
Danielle Rutherford.
The birthday girl. And
Lindsay Kalk.
This week we want to end the show by sharing some of the joy of wrestling with you. This is the three count. Birthday girl, what do you want to put over?
It's not just my birthday. Today is a very loaded and stacked birthday. And so speaking of Big E, I want to give a huge happy birthday to Xavier Woods, because his birthday was also the day that my birthday was, which is the day that we recorded it, not the day you're listening to it. So I want to give it up for that. Also, this is very important, nerds. You know how we're always like, hey, we really like wrestlers, but we would also really like it if they had a backup plan so they didn't have no choice but to murder themselves over and over again. G4 is restarting, and they are looking for people. They're taking recommendations for folks to be hosts on there. I'm sure they already know about Xavier Woods, but if you want to take a second, go to Adam. I don't remember his last name, but go to G4 page. On your Twitter, there are instructions for how to recommend someone to be one of their new game hosts. I think that Xavier Woods would make a fantastic host, and then also maybe he would stop breaking things, which would be great. Also, if you want to give a shout out to like an Iffy Wadiway, who's a friend of the podcast, and just be like, hey, Iffy should be on your thing, that'd be great too, because I like when my friends have jobs, because the warmest coats are coattails. So get my friends jobs, and I'll just scrabble on their back like a little raccoon.
We used to have a friend who we called Coattails Jimmy, and it was highly entertaining. And now, would you believe, he's more successful than any of us. So shout out to you, Coattail Jimmy. Shout out to you.
See?
A.K.A. James Woods. Lindsay!
I'd like to put over James Woods. No, I would like to put over Coattails Jimmy. But also, I have two former wrestlers. Well, actually... two former wrestlers and a former wrestling commentator I'm putting over. So I would love to give a shout out to Mauro Ranallo, who has announced he is leaving the WWE Universe for a second time. This time, as far as we know, nothing to do with JBL. So that's a positive. And he has just decided his time is at an end. And that is really sad because he has been so fantastic and such a huge, huge part of my enjoyment of NXT in particular. I'm really, really sad to see him go. I'm thrilled to see Wade Barrett behind the commentary desk. I really am. I think he has the potential to be really fantastic. But I'm really, really sad to see Mauro go. I think it's a huge, huge loss for NXT. So that will be upsetting. But then also, let's put the move back up by saying yay to the Bella Twins and their Bella babies, Mateo and Buddy. Because they got their people cover. Get that sweet, sweet people cover money, ladies. Get it. Their entire life is on people.com now and People Magazine. So good for them.
I cannot wait until Nikki gets her entire wedding financed.
I mean, that's definitely happening now. That's what I know. When people were like, do you think they will get married? I'm like, I think they will now. So
all good expenses for them. Paid fucking wedding.
Yeah, get that sweet people cash check money. So yay for the twins, but more yay for the money. Because, you know, you got to have money to pay for the twins. That's what I know.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. I would like to put over for the birthday girl. Go into the vault and watch Chris Jericho versus Shawn Michaels from WrestleMania 19.
Aww.
Which, of course, took place in Seattle, Washington. And Danielle, were you there?
I was. I can't believe you remembered that. I never talk about it, but I was there. No way. That you remembered that small detail that I never share with anyone ever whenever it comes up.
Well, now you know. So go watch it. Go watch the whole thing and look for Danielle. You might see her. You don't know.
Oh man, I'll be the one that looks like me, but like not cute or fashionable.
You were just.
I refuse to believe
way.
It or accept it.
I was finding. I was a child. What's the so children is multiple. What's
child.
Char. I don't know.
You're just a char.
Just a char.
We're all char. Oh, sorry. It's the stuffing. That does it for this episode of Tights and Fights.
This week, your hosts
were birthday girl Danielle Radford and not birthday girl, but wonderful girl Lindsay Kelk, along with me, your boy Hal Lublin.
Your boy.
I'm taking part in Dragon Con all weekend long. If you go to dragoncon.tv/main, you can check it out. I'm all over the main programming track. I have stuff tonight, which is Saturday night. I have stuff on Monday and all times in between. You can watch it for free live, or you can pay, I think, $10, and you can watch all of it on demand. But that is where I would be this weekend if we weren't in the quarantines. I would be in Atlanta, Georgia for Dragon Con, one of my favorite times of the year, where Xavier Woods, the birthday boy, and I text one another in an attempt to meet up, but never quite make it happen.
Sunrise, sunset.
Lindsay, you want to let people know about books?
I got books. You could get those books. Yes, I have a book out that you could buy. It's out in America on Tuesday, you guys. It's
Hell
out
yeah.
in America hey. And Canada on Tuesday, in case you miss it. Out next week. Very excited. Maybe it's going to be featured in Us Weekly. So I'm practically Bella. I'm Bella adjacent now, rocking the tabloids.
You are Bella adjacent. Wow. Oh rocking my God, you're separated tabloids. By a column, Lindsay. I'm so excited.
It's very exciting.
What a dream.
Anyone that listens to this pod and reads Oz Weekly, I'm trying to think what that Venn diagram looks like, but I know it's real. I know it exists. It's out next week. I'm really excited. I'm super excited for it to actually be out here now. So yay, check that out.
Danielle, the birthday girl.
You think it gets old, it doesn't. No. Hal knows how much I need attention. Thank you, Hal, for giving me what I need.
You're welcome,
PAX.
Birthday girl.
PAX is still happening over the Zooms. So I am part of the PAX panel that is probably what all of my life's decisions have led up to. It is how to make the worst video game adaptations possible. So it is game designers, some TV writers, I'm one of those, movie critics, I guess that's also me, I don't know. And then Dan Hernandez, the writer of Detective Pikachu, and all put together by Liam Edwards, who is also a game director and designer. It is going to be super duper fun. And that is happening. And we're doing that one live because a lot of these panels are being pre-recorded. We decided we wanted to do it live because it's kind of more exciting and fun. And so that's going to be happening on Saturday, September 19th from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. You can find information about that on my Twitter.
Our producer, Julian Burrell, demands reparations for Jedi Finn. Senior producer at Maximum Fun is Laura Swisher.
All right, I co-sign that.
Yeah. Mike Eagle is the voice behind our theme music, so we're putting him over for that. Keep up with us all week long on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Discord. Links to all of those are in our show notes. If you love what we do, remember to hit those 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and share us with all your friends. And thank you so much to the Max Fun members who make this show possible. Hey, if you need some merch, you need some clothing for the fall, get our t-shirt. It's the perfect piece of clothing for any occasion. We're not wearing pants. We'll be back next week for more, you guessed it, wrestling.
Still need shirts.
Yay, that's true. You can't Donald Duck without a shirt.
Ties and Bites Podcast. Ties and Bites.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned, audience supported.